Tom's such a great guy, but your humility is not necessary here, man. We know. Anybody that's heard him play in this band knows, you'll know about that. I'm going into just real briefly to kind of break things up here, play a tune that maybe everybody will join in with me after they hear the changes, and demonstrate sort of the thing that I've been into for quite a while. And I kind of got this idea from some pretty great mandolin players I used to listen to. But in my musical settings, when I'm playing with a guitar and bass, I try to let them play. The bass plays the root of the chord, the guitar sort of fleshes out the triad, and then I let the mandolin play notes that wouldn't necessarily be a part of that basic root of the chord, but would add some tension to the upper reaches of the chord. For example, just a real simple example is if everybody is playing an F chord, or an F9 like that, and I play a C6, I've turned that F chord into a 6-9 chord, which expands the harmonic possibilities and gives a little richer sound. It makes a small ensemble like a trio sound bigger, sound like there's more of you. And I'm going to try to demonstrate that with this next tune. And I know you guys haven't heard this except for maybe last year. I think I sprung it on you and you played it so great, I'm going to try it again. This is one called Wild Julio. The bridge is in D minor, and the first part's kind of like in A minor, and I'll sort of do a rubato intro, and you guys come in on the upbeat, okay? Thank you. I do want to point out that we all spent countless hours rehearsing and exchanging ideas on email before this performance, so that's why it's so polished.